You're listening to SBS News.
Across Europe, preachers delivered their Sunday sermons to empty pews as more countries introduced severe measures to try and slow the spread of the coronavirus.
Cari fratelli e sorelle.
With the squares of the Vatican closed to the public, Pope Francis gave his address via video link, praying for the healing of the sick. Italy has been in lockdown for over a week, but the coronavirus outbreak shows no signs of easing. 368 new deaths were recorded, a rise of 25%, with the number of positive cases now over 24,000. Lockdowns have also come into force across Spain and France, leaving streets deserted and landmarks abandoned. There are almost 5,000 cases in Germany, a rise of 1,000 over the previous day, prompting the government to introduce strict temporary border controls. And German Interior Minister Horst Seehofer warns that for Europe, the worst is yet to come.
Ladies and gentlemen, coronavirus is spreading at a quick pace and aggressively. In Germany, as well as neighbouring European countries, there are many new cases of the disease reported every day. We must assume that the climax of this development has not yet been reached.
In Ireland, bars and pubs have been ordered to close just hours before St. Patrick's Day celebrations, with revellers urged to celebrate at home. The United Kingdom has advised residents to cancel all non-essential travel. Health Minister Matt Hancock has called on manufacturers to help produce more ventilators for the nation's hospitals ahead of an expected surge in cases. And he warned the UK will soon have to implement wartime-style measures, which could see anyone aged over 70 forced into isolation.
We also need to take steps to protect the vulnerable. And we set out in the plan how we would be prepared to do that and to advise the elderly and the vulnerable, who are most at risk from this virus, to protect themselves, to shield themselves by self-isolating.
In Asia, China has reported 16 new cases of COVID-19 and 14 new fatalities, most in the original virus epicenter of Wuhan. Iran has reported 113 new fatalities, raising that country's death toll to 724. Lebanon has declared a state of emergency, closing its airport and shutting down almost all private companies, its ability to fight the outbreak hampered by an ongoing economic crisis. Sri Lanka and the Maldives have raised concerns about the impact of the virus on tourism, while Afghanistan's leader Ashraf Ghani says his country is particularly at risk due to its proximity to Iran.
Our greatest vulnerability is that we have an open border with Iran, one of the major centres, and the flow cannot be stopped.
In Africa, several countries are tightening border restrictions, with 23 nations confirming coronavirus infections. Kenya will ban anyone who has travelled from countries where the coronavirus is active, with all other citizens to self-quarantine on arrival. At least 61 cases have been confirmed in South Africa, where President Cyril Ramaphosa has declared a national state of disaster, implementing travel bans on high-risk countries, including China, Italy, Iran, the UK and the US.
Given the scale and the speed at which the virus is spreading, it is now clear that no country is immune from the disease or will be spared its severe impact.
In the United States, measures are being stepped up as the number of cases climbs past 3,000. The US Federal Reserve has announced drastic action to stabilize the US economy against the impacts of the virus. The central bank slashing interest rates to a target range of 0 to 0.25% and buying billions in treasury bonds. Those investments have been welcomed by US President Donald Trump, who has urged Americans concerned by the pandemic not to panic buy supplies.
Decisions that we take now are not just for a week or 2 weeks or a month or 2 months, may need to be in place until a vaccine is developed or until so many in the community have the virus that a natural immunity is in place.
So far, the US containment measures are more relaxed than those of other nations, but local authorities are taking action into their own hands. In New York City, public schools will be shut down. The state of California is closing down bars and nightclubs and has urged people over 65 and with chronic illness to remain indoors. Naveen Razik, SBS News.